Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
You're listening to an encore edition of Soundcheck. This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Video game music has come a long way from the cheesy bloops and bleeps of 80s-era Atari games. These days, games have epic scores that match every battle scene, every explosion, every daredevil stunt maneuver with crescendos and percussive effects. But two new games are catching even longtime gamers by surprise. We'll be joined first today by Mikhail Carlson, whose classical-style score for the game Battlefield Bad Company you're hearing in the background now. It features, in fact, some of New York's leading classical musicians. Mikhail, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thank you so much.
Battlefield is a war game, so why give it a classical-style score with, you know, all these top-drawer New York players?
Well, you got to do something new with it, because everyone is so used to the snare drum, you know, just drone scores for war situations in films and in scores, and in games, I mean. So we wanted to do something different, and why not challenge the player and not use the snare drums, not use the bongo drums, and, you know, to just tone it down, make it personal.
And what does the kind of classical scoring bring to the game that you don't get from, you know, the expected, the martial beat or the electronica sounds?
Well, I think that it challenges the player to wonder why they're there. You know, it's a funny game. It's a funny shooter game. And so we wanted to do something that's a little dark, a little unusual, so that it's not so easy to just dive into it. We wanted to just create a different type of soundscape, and also to not insult the gamer.
Well, and certainly you've got some pretty great players. The Chamber Orchestra Alarm Will Sound, the Flux Quartet, mm-hmm. Manhattan Brass, the American String Quartet. In fact, some parts of your piece almost sound like a cello concerto.
Sure.
So does the cello play, is there a character that you associate with the cello which you get to follow through the game and through the score?
Well, there's one important character apart from the main characters that you play with. There's a legionnaire character who is the reason for the war, not a nice fella. And so we wanted to give him kind of a Wagner treatment with leitmotif techniques.
So every time this legionnaire shows up, there's a musical kind of motif that goes with him.
That's right. Okay. Or whenever the war itself is discussed, you'll hear that theme just to make the connection to the evils that started the war. And I hate that word, by the way, evil, but whatever.
Well, that seems to work for video games, huh? Put evil in the title and sell a million of them. We're speaking with Mikhail Carlson, who has done the score for Battlefield Bad Company. And this is the war theme from his score. It's a piece for string quintet. Right, well, that is, in fact, not the war theme, but the Legionnaires theme, which Mikhail was telling us about. So, Mikhail, whenever the Legionnaire, the person who started the war in this video game, shows up, you get some variant on that theme.
That's right.
And Mikhail Carlson has done the score for Battlefield, Bad Company. We're also joined by Olivier Deriviere. He's written the score for the game Alone in the Dark, which also features, in addition to the strings and the other orchestral sounds, the Grammy-winning choir known commonly as the Bulgarian Women's Chorus, officially Le Mystère de Voix Bulgare. Olivier, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hello. Hello, Joan. Hello, Michael.
So, Alone in the Dark is a survival horror game. You're as the gamer, you are a paranormal investigator trying to survive the course of a scary night in Central Park. What is a Bulgarian choir doing in Central Park?
That's because the first time I've met with the director, David Nadar, we talked about, you know, how the music would help the game, you know, to emphasize the atmosphere. And as he was talking, you know, he was each time talking about the mystery, and I was like, well, I do have to capture this into the music. So I was thinking about how the instrumentation could, you know, be very focused on this. And suddenly I heard some kind of Bulgarian voices, and I was like, oh, that might be very good for the game. And he accepted. I was very, very surprised, and the result pleased him, so I was very happy.
Well, now, the reason that this women's choir, you know, the reason that album was first released with this name, The Mystery of the Bulgarian Voices, is very unusual sense of harmony. How do you exploit that in a video game score?
Well, I'd say that I'm notable as I'm French. I'm not Bulgarian. I couldn't write, you know, like Bulgarian people. It's very traditional the way they write. So we agreed, David and I, that I would write, whether, you know, something not very ethnic with, you know, all this kind of harmony. But still, what was very interesting is their sound, you know, the texture. It's very unique. So I've, you know, it was kind of tricky because I didn't know myself how it would sound at the end, since I'm not Bulgarian. But, you know, they liked it, the choir, so I was kind of relieved.
Well, this is the opening track from Olivier Deriviere's score to the video game Alone in the Dark. It's called Prelude to an End, and it is the opening of Olivier Deriviere's score to Alone in the Dark video game that features the Bulgarian Women's Chorus. Olivier is with us on the phone. Mikhail Carlson is with us from the studios of KCRW in Santa Monica. The two of them giving me a chance to mispronounce names in both French and Swedish on the program today. Now, guys, did either of you play these games before you wrote the music? Mikhail?
No, honestly. Of course, I played the game once Stefan Strandberg at DICE approached me to write the score, but I'm much more of a Tetris person. I love those little bricks.
Olivier, so, how about you?
Yeah, I've played the game a lot because I was very close to the developer, Eden Games. As they were making the game, I was composing, because what we wanted to achieve with David was that the music would follow exactly all his intention, and that it would be very connected to any kind of, you know, triggers to the game. So I was very aware of the game.
Now, that's an interesting point and something I wanted to ask you both about. You know, it's tempting to look at a video game score and say, well, it's just like writing a film score, but it's not. You know, a film, you know what scene follows what. In a video game, your music has to be able to jump from one thing to another according to what the gamer is doing. So, Mikhail, I'll ask you first. How do you work within those kinds of limitations?
Well, simple. We solved it by not having any music in the actual gameplay. you know, Battlefield is a very noisy game to begin with, and soundtracks in war situations tend to distance the viewer or the game player from the actual action. You know, it aestheticizes the moment, and in a movie, you want that. You want the battle to be pretty, and you want to sit back and be kind of overwhelmed by it.
But you want that epic quality.
Exactly. But if you want to feel that you're in the battle, you better not have music there, I think.
So,
For
your game, you are doing the kind of, you know, what in a theater piece would be the interludes, the stuff that gets you from one to another?
Exactly. There are in scenes and cut scenes and loading screens and things that transport the gamer between the events that they rule. So so you got to get them in the mood. You got to explain to them why things are happening. And when there's a dramatic piece happening, or when there's a movie sequence, basically, I can work with form and I can work with build-ups and things in a very classical or movie scoring manner. And that's very satisfying. But in the game, I don't see how the music could be logical.
All right, Olivier, what's it like with Alone in the Dark? Is your music going on pretty much straight through?
I'll say that I think, like Michael said, it's very different. The approach is very different because Alone in the Dark is much more a kind of movie game. You would have the music that would follow very closely what's happening on screen. And so I had to be very, very, you know, careful about my music, since I could have cues that were very, very short to very long one, but each one that would start has to be, you know, kind of, we have to thought to think to everything that would be added in terms of music.
So you need to have more music, perhaps, than you actually expect to need.
No, I wrote exactly the music we needed, so it ended with, like, 5 hours of original music for the game.
Five hours?
Very long.
Wow, that's like a Wagner opera.
Yeah, no, but it's kind of crazy. This project is a very ambitious one, that's why, you know. And I agree, Michael, that sometimes music should be off, you know.
Well, we're speaking with Olivier Derivier. He did the score to the video game Alone in the Dark. Mikhail Carlson did the score to the game Battlefield Bad Company. What is, in terms of how composers are looking at video games, what is the feeling? Is this something that younger composers are eager to get into? Is it considered to be kind of beneath composers? Tell us what kind of feedback you guys are getting from your colleagues.
Can I go?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's changing the way that, in the way, same way that soundtracking probably did back in the day. You know, when soundtracks for movies were considered lower beings than concert music, and the same thing is happening now with video games. That it used to be that video games were considered whatever the good composers didn't want to touch, but it's clearly the only part of this whole mess that's growing still. You know, people love the games and they play them, and it's a business that's doing very well. And a new kind of innovation, a sense of renewing of the medium, is also bringing some really interesting things to the whole thing. Video games are becoming artistic and kind of intellectual almost in nature, and maybe Battlefield isn't at the forefront of intellectual challenge, but it's certainly going in new directions than it had before. So I think it's a very healthy business to be in, and the directors and the producers are willing to do new things.
Well, as you say, you know, in a business that is in large measure failing, video game sales and soundtracks seem to be on the rise. Olivier, are we seeing more connections between video games and older media like concerts and, for example, films. I mean, Howard Shore, who did Lord of the Rings, did the film score and did the score for the games. Are we seeing more of that kind of thing?
Well, I hope so. It all depends. You know, first of all, as Mikhail said, we need more artistic view, you know, point of view for our video games. And as long as we go to these kind of video games, I guess music would be much, you know, much more interesting, and composers would do a great job helping the game to be, you know, something different that today is, you know, just entertainment. We can do a lot better in terms of, you know, feelings, emotion, and I think what Mikhail did for Battlefield is very good because it helps getting some kind of emotion to the game, the way he wrote the solo string, you know. Mm-hmm. It's very good.
Olivier, were you influenced by the Halo series? I mean, it had that Gregorian chant, the first of the three Halo video games.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everyone looked to Halo as a kind of reference. So, yes, of course.
Let's hear a little bit of what that soundtrack. Now, this is going back a couple of years, but Martin O'Donnell and Michael Salvatore used Gregorian chant in the video game soundtrack to the first edition of Halo. All right, now that's some of the soundtrack to Halo, the first of what is now a three-part video game series. And as you could hear, it featured some Gregorian chant, and as Olivier Derivier told us, an inspiration for his score to this video game, Alone in the Dark. Bulgarian chorus, French composer, an international video game called Alone in the Dark. Olivier Derivier is one of our two guests on Soundcheck at the moment, responsible for the score to a new video game, very classically tinged scores from him and from Mikhail Carlson, who did the score for Battlefield Bad Company. Mikhail, how different is the skill set required for doing a concert piece for orchestra and doing a video game?
Well, you have to take the audience into account in both cases, and the audience will be different. If you go to if you have a concert with your own music and you've been going for a while, if you have a few years of experience and concerts behind you, the audience know what they'll get, so you can challenge them every time, and you can go out on a limb and try things that you've never tried before. Now, you can do that too, of course, in a soundtrack, but you have to remember that you're not the main event. It's the gamer that has to have fun. It's the gamer who has to both recognize parts of the score, stylistically, and they have to feel certain things, and you have to allow for the drama of the game its place.
That sounds very much like, you know, the way people used to talk about film scores. You know, the film score is not the main event, and it seems like film scores began to get recognition when people realized that they could hear them apart from the movie and that the music could stand on its own. Are we there yet with video game scores? I mean, you guys are both releasing your scores as standalone musical events, aren't you?
Absolutely. Yeah. They have to work that way, too.
And Olivier, do you see this as a way of attracting kind of a younger gaming audience to the sounds of classical music?
Of course, I hope so. Because, you know, video games audience so far is quite young, but it's getting more and more older. And I think, you know, using this kind of great musicians for video games music just help, you know, people to get more education for a year. And so it will help, you know, everyone, and finally composers, to get more orchestral, you know, budget for games, because it's, you know,
people are used to the sound. They're getting used to hearing what an orchestra sounds like.
Exactly.
And in the case of Mikael Carlson's score for Battlefield Bad Company, it's all the way from solo cello to string quintet to full orchestra. I promised you the war theme before. Here's a little bit of that from Mikael's score. A little bit of this music to wrap up today. We've been speaking with Mikael Carlson and Olivier Derivier. Their respective scores are out on CD. And gentlemen, thank you both for being with us on Soundcheck today.
Thank you very
much. Thank you so much.
And that'll do it for this edition of Soundcheck. Our technical director is Irene Trudell. Our producers are Brian Wise and Joel Meyer. Soundcheck's executive producer is Gisele Regatow, and I'm John Schaefer. Be with us again next time, at this time, for Soundcheck here at 93.9 FM, WNYC.